cuddle and we snuggle and we party on the couch. Yeah, I got all the fun that a man could want waiting at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. No, there's never any dull minutes around here. Something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. I said now all the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. Right at home. I got all the fun that a man could want. All the fun that a man could want.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, also Chevy, where you can find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's 65 degrees as we head towards 75 later, with rain possibly again.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first of what could be many named storms of the Atlantic hurricane season bearing down on East Texas along the Gulf Coast. Tropical storm Alberto has forced folks like Rudy Torres in Corpus Christi to hunker down.
Stocked up on water, everything, and did all that. You know, we pretty much did everything we were able to do to take precautions. Bought extra batteries, lights, bought a couple of generators.
In New Mexico, fires have killed at least two people, and in the East, the heat continues to bear down. Russian President Vladimir Putin moving from North Korea to Vietnam. Before leaving Pyongyang, though, he signed a mutual aid pact with Kim Jong-un, former State Department official and now ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
There's really not much we can do about it. These are two pariahs. We have no diplomatic means of influencing either country.
The state of Louisiana passing a bill requiring every public school classroom to display a copy of the Ten Commandments, the ACLU planning a lawsuit. This is ABC News. Manhunt in Arkansas for a suspected killer. Police say 50-year-old Stacy Lee Drake was spotted there. There's a warrant out for his arrest on homicide charges in Alabama. And Hunter McKee with the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says Drake's suspected of three murders in his state as well.
As soon as we were able to identify Mr. Drake, we let Arkansas authorities know, and we've been working constantly with them all night, all morning, and we will continue to until he's found.
Investigators say Drake was also buying camping gear. Police in Philadelphia looking for a suspect of their own after somebody opened fire last night on a crowd. Chief Inspector Scott Small.
We believe that they shot into this crowd intentionally, and someone in the crowd may have been the intended target.
A 16-year-old girl among the seven people who were hit. A cyber attack is targeting car dealers across the country, thousands using the same software provider unable to get to systems that manage their sales. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is John from Napa again. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has been serving you with quality and reliability. Celebrate with us all month long with amazing specials. Get Napa Universal Fleet Oil for just $3.99 a quart or $13.99 a gallon. Plus, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $4.49 a quart. And don't miss out on Bug Be Gone Car Wash Pre-Soak, just $6.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, serving you for over 20 years and many more to come. Napa know-how.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Today's forecast calls for 75. You guessed it, maybe some scattered showers. Mostly cloudy with patchy fog tonight, a 40% chance of scattered rain, and 63. Friday, 82 with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, and a few breaks of sunshine. Right now, WRCO, after the early reading of 67 and a low of 63, 0.02 of an inch of rain in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge this morning, 0.17 yesterday, but it all adds up. We've been getting a little bit here and there. It is 65 degrees.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. That's right, yeah. I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Hip toe and camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. Head to toe in camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Yeah, that's That's right.
Chris Jansen at WRCO. Hello there. Yes. Oh, it's almost summertime, so we can almost I can almost officially get my summer wardrobe out. I still travel with the Pontiac vibe with a couple of my coats, though. Winter jacket and a fall jacket and a raincoat, because you never know. But it's about time to hang it up until the latter part of the football season, I guess. Come on, summer. Here's Brad Paisley.
There's always a down. First I'm holding your hand and we're on the boardwalk. It's heaven right here on these streets and these docks. But the sun keeps setting, the days go fast, and the sand on the beach is like an hourglass. And I can just feel it all slipping away. And babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is. Tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Hear that, Mr. DJ. Come on, won't you please play one that we chance to start up a romance, to make it pretty simple, so we all can sing along while cruising with the top down, cranking up the real loud, a groovy little summer song.
James Otto, that's your groovy little summer song getting you ready for summer. Well, a lot of things to celebrate today. It is American Eagle Day, Cuckoo Warning, Surfing, and Ice Cream Soda Day. It's also National Vanilla Milkshake Day. Oh, I like me vanilla milkshakes, you know. I would go to 31 Flavors and get vanilla every time, you know, but that's good stuff. It's National Smoothie Day. It's Daylight Appreciation Day because of all the daylight that we will see. Plain Yogurt Day. It's, let's see, World Productivity Day and World Peace and Prayer Day on the 20th of June.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village drive-thru chicken barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-through convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wrap starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Good morning, young man.
Yeah, what's up?
Not a lot today. Made it in without any raindrops. So.
Oh, that's a rarity.
It very is. So I never push the rain away. We'll probably want it in 30 days or something.
But, right. Yeah, it all averages out.
Yeah, it does.
I've not had to water my pansies in Sextonville, so for a while anyway.
Yeah, pansies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that me or?
No.
Anyway, I found a coat in my office if you want to put it away with your other ones.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it's time? Is it safe?
I doubt it. You know, as soon as you put them away, you'll have to get it back out.
The only thing that I would say is the coat might save me from all the mosquito bites.
Yeah, without question.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them. Yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day that said they were out, and I forget where it was, but even with everything they had, bug spray and everything, it wasn't real enjoyable.
No.
So some places are hit harder than others.
I have this product. It's called Outdoor Sportsman.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which it probably laughs at me when I pick it up, but it's 90% DEET.
Okay.
So I had that on the other day doing softball, and they just laughed at me. The mosquitoes go, oh, thanks for the taste, but here's a bite. It's like,
it's like sugar water.
It's like, muh. So I put this, believe it or not, I put I have an orange bowl, kind of a dark orange bowl. I put some sugar water in it, okay, because the mosquitoes are attracted to sugar. And then you put some dish soap in there. And kind of stir it around. You ought to have seen how many, because they can't fly out of dish soap. That stuff gets on their wings. Oh, my goodness. It was crazy the amount of mosquitoes that I caught.
I thought you were going to dab it on yourself, though.
No, he's just like, here you go.
Here you go, mosquitoes. Yeah,
but the bad thing about mosquitoes is if once they bite me, they're always licking their tail to get the taste out of them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you didn't see that one coming.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't see that. A British farmer was reunited with his Rolex watch 50 years after he was believing that it was eaten by a hungry cow.
Really?
That's what he says. James Steele said he bought the Rolex shortly after his 21st birthday in 1950, but he lost it about 20 years later while working on his farm in England. And they searched, couldn't find it. He says he felt like the cow could have eaten it with a mouthful of grass. So anyway, all these years later, his son gave a treasure hunter, Liam King, permission to use a metal detector. And guess what? They found the watch. Now had a green tint to its face.
Well, I'm sure.
It had indeed passed through a bovine's digestive tract, they feel. But anyway, they say that the watch, it's not in working order, but it could be fixed up. Yeah, so there you go. After all these years.
Takes a licking and keep on ticking.
Right.
Then. Yes, exactly.
So it sounds like she passed the time away. So, yeah, right.
Wow.
Something like that.
Yeah, she did. Anyway, speaking of UK, Philip, John Tenniswood from the UK has been confirmed as the oldest world man, or the oldest man.
Really?
111 years and 222 days.
Mm. So that would be, that'd be more than double your age.
Yeah, but plus some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty close to yours.
Mm.
We'll just leave it at that.
Not double.
Single?
Single, yeah.
Single, yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And he's still alive and doing well, is he?
He's still alive.
He's alive, okay.
Yes. So, all right, here's something for you. The fastest time to lift and throw 10 people by a female.
Lift and throw
okay. 10 people by a female is 39 seconds.
Man.
Yeah. World record, 39.50 seconds. That is crazy.
I wonder what size these people were that she was.
They're medium size.
Medium size.
Probably 150 pounders.
Oh, okay. Okay. Huh.
So, but she actually had to lift them up, then lift them to the top, like basically a clean lift, and then throw them.
Throw them. Wow. I was just thinking she was just kind of like bear-gun them and toss them.
No, she actually had to pick them up with two hands, put them over her head, and then throw them.
That is something else.
Yeah, she's pretty strong. She's probably like that Rolex. You wouldn't want to mess with it.
No. Did you see David Rush was in the news as well?
I didn't see him.
Yeah, I think he was in the news. It was like the most fist bumps in a matter of minutes.
So, no, wasn't that the extensions for punches?
No, I think
it was fist bumps.
Fist bumps.
Are you ready?
Yeah, there you go. One, two, three, four, five.
We can't even touch every time.
No.
Oh, you hurt me.
I know it. Well,
Man of steel.
These are fists of steel.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to leave it at that. Here's something for you. You ever seen the Netflix series FUBAR?
I don't think so.
Well, they have the largest action figure of 22 feet and 1 inch.
Wow.
Can you guess who it's from or who the action figure is?
The action figure is, I'm going to go with Spider-Man.
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, huge. Yeah. He's like three of us, Phil.
That's crazy.
Maybe even four.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, 22 feet and 1 inch.
That's amazing. No, I've not seen that show.
I haven't either.
So I didn't have an account, and I used to get on through my daughter. A lot of people will do that. They'll share accounts. And I think that the company has kind of cracked down on that.
Oh, yeah, because I used to have an account, and my daughter took it over, and she goes, I can't have the password, but you can still pay for it, Dad. And I said, there you go. Merry Christmas, hon.
Right.
I was like, okay. And I don't watch enough Netflix to keep it on.
I don't either, but I did. My daughter, about a year ago, she said, who's, like, on my account, there are, like, all these weird documentaries. Who's doing that? It's me.
Alea? Yeah. Dadgummit, Alea.
I like documentaries.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. I loved, and I'm a big World War II buff and a Civil War buff.
It was World War II and Adolf Hitler and different things. Yep. Like, who's watching these weird documentaries?
It's your father. Sorry, Dad.
Father, cut off. Dear.
Well, here's one. You think finding a four-leaf clover is lucky.
Yeah.
All right. Record-breaking 63-leaf clover grown by a Japanese man, according to superstition, a five-leaf clover brings even more luck to the finder than a four-leaf clover does.
I've never even heard of a five-leaf
clover. It's 63-leaf clover.
63.
Yeah, but here's this, though. By this logic, the record-breaking 60-leaf clover grown by Yoshari Wannabe, or why I couldn't even tell you, makes him the luckiest man alive. He's 45 and has been cross-pollinating clovers in his garden at home in Japan since 2012. He says, since the number of leaves have increased year by year, I've been aiming for the Guinness Book of World Records title ever since.
Wow.
63-leaf clover. What, can you say his name?
let me see here.
Yeah, let's see here.
Yoshihiro is his first name. Yoshihiro Watanabe, I believe it would be. Watanabe.
It's a guy from Japan.
Yeah. So, that doesn't go really well with the song, though. I'm looking over a 63-leaf clover that I've overlooked before. Yeah, that doesn't go so well.
It sounds good, though, Phil. Yeah. It
sounds good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But anyway, yeah, 63-leaf clover, that's a lot of clover.
Yeah, that is. But he's obviously messed with it. You know.
Well, yeah, but see, is that...
Real fair.
That's what I thought.
Because I thought it was one he found in his backyard.
Yeah, because the one before that he broke, it was 59.
Oh, okay.
Leaf clover. That's a lot. But you got to see, it looks like a big old alfalfa thing.
Uh-huh. What'd be really bad is he was working that for the world record and Lady Bell came along and crunch.
Yeah, running away from Sizzle.
She took a bite out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Have you made any announcements for July yet, buddy?
About what are
we doing?
No, but we should give a little teaser that it'll be a little bit of ice cream because
a little
it's
bit of ice cream.
Ice cream month.
Ice cream month. Of course. We kind of celebrate that every month, but
every day.
We're passing it on to you with and thanks to Christie's. And Quick Trip and ET Foods for July is going to be Ice Cream Month giveaway.
Wow. My old Hamilton Beach malt maker is going to be working overtime.
It will be. Yeah. My question to you is this, Philip. You know, I'm making these gift certificates up, or Mr. Fabulous will be.
Uh-huh.
Should I put them in the locked locked safe from you? Or
I don't know if they're real safe around here.
That's what I'm saying. Sure.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But you better change the combination because I
don't even know the first combination. I think that's all on Joanne now.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So I'm just being honest. I don't know if I should keep them away from you or...
I think we're all right.
You think we are?
I think we will be.
I think maybe today. Mr. Fabulous maybe...
Yeah, watch him. Today is actually vanilla milkshake day.
Is it really?
Yeah. And as I mentioned, that's like one of my favorites. Boy, yeah. that goes down good in the summertime.
Yeah, and today is what, the 21st of June?
20th.
The 20th.
Yeah.
Summer solstice.
Yep, later today.
And then again, we're still giving a walk away from Julie Karen's Quick Trip and ET Foods. Boy, we appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Still dairy month.
I tell you what, and next Tuesday, don't forget, I think there's a blood drive at Julie Karen's, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're going to be bringing the mobile unit down there to the parking lot. Yep. So
they're always.
Impact life.
Yeah, without questions. Uh-huh. So, but anyway. So go out and again. So we're trying to support our dairy farmers even through the month of July, which we do all the time.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. But we'd like to push it. But anyway,
I drink my milk too.
Do you?
I have it a lot of times with supper. Do you drink?
I'm gonna be honest. The only time I usually drink white milk is with cereal.
Oh,
I had a bad experience with the milk one time out of a cooler my uncle used to milk, and we used to get our milk. And
not good, huh?
I can still taste it today. So I have to, but I love chocolate milk. I'll drink chocolate milk all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff,
so
too.
So it's Friday every day for me.
Oh, sure.
Not good for the waistline, but it's still, but it's very good.
What kind of cereal then, Hank?
Honey and oats.
Honey and oats. Oh, okay.
It has almonds in it. It's
sounds good.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nothing better than a 2:30 morning snack.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good day, buddy. I'm going to be kind.
True confessions. We'll be back with birthdays and anniversaries coming up next.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's B-T-U-S-S-E-L.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Some notes on today, 1948, the TV variety show Toast of the Town premiered. It later changed its name to The Ed Sullivan Show. The same date, 1948, Abbott and Costello's Who's On First was first seen in film in the movie The Naughty 90s. In 1974, the film Chinatown, featuring Jack Nicholson and Faye Dunaway, was released by Paramount Pictures. Birthdays and anniversaries for today are coming up, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Tatum Ewing from Richland Center Primary School. Happy, happy birthday to Bonnie Arbogast from all of your family. We love you and have a great day. David Summer, happy day from Ryan, Megan, Hayden, and Maverick. We hope you have an awesome birthday, Uncle David. To Andy Tisdale from Mom and Dad. And Ann Wilson's fan club has checked in from your hallway pals at the primary school. Also, happy 40th birthday. Love, Mom. And Ann Wilson, hope you have an awesome birthday. Enjoy your special day from your family, Jim, Donna, Jenny, Brandon, Sam, and Laura. We love you. Today is Pat Blato's birthday. Happy birthday, it says, from P. Have a great day today on your special day. Happy wishes from everybody to Patty Povemacher. Many blessings for a wonderful mom, mother-in-law, and grandma from Ed, Colleen, Mike, Meg, and Amanda. To Seth Gruner, have a great day from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday to Bonnie Arbogast and to Aaron Joyce from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Greetings today to Mackenzie Ray Wall and Frankie Brown from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Also, we have been notified by residents of Muscadet that it is Dixie Delcamp's birthday today. Have a great day on the 20th of June. Happy day, happy summer day from one of your younger classmates. Dixie, have a great day. Muscadet, Avoca, and Blue River Lions today sending out wishes for Ruby Hall, Tyler Ostrander, and Andy Tisdale. Happy anniversary, John and Wendy Kinney. Also to Steve and Brenda Nelson and Nick and March Schweitzer. From the Richland Center Lions Club, happy birthday to Angela Baru, Kirk Kepler, Patty Povemacher, and today is the anniversary of Dale and Rachel Schultz. Congratulations, kids, and happy anniversary to Megan and Cody Heisel from Lori and the Guys.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and it never will be. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pre-planning won't take the grief away, but with a plan in place, families can spend their time and energy supporting each other and healing, instead of worrying about what to do next. We're ready to support you when you're ready to make a plan or simply ask a question at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO. Like Lady Bell is late. I think she's out in the berry patch or something. But anyway, we'll see. Maybe she'll stop by a little bit later on. 7:41 on Thursday. It's 66 degrees here in Richland Center. Celebrity birthdays include Canadian singer Anne Murray, who turns 79 today.
The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and we rise, wipe the sleep out of our eyes. The shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Among the celebrities with birthdays today, also musician Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys turns 82, and home repair show specialist Bob Vila is 78. Singer Lionel Richie turns 75, and actor John Goodman is 72. Also born today, musician Sugar Ray, or from the group Sugar Ray, should say, Murphy Cargis is 57, and actress Nicole Kidman is 57 as well on the 20th of June. Enjoy your day and get out and do a little summer dance, maybe a little bit later on. Joanne has the news coming up. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best on a Thursday morning.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 66 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, a high of 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, a 40% chance of scattered showers, and a low of 63. In Richland Center, after a low of 63, we're up to 66 degrees.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro System. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro System works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin has already surpassed its total tornado count from last year. The latest confirmed twister happened Monday morning in Colby, where an EF0 tornado touched down. The number of tornadoes in the state in 2024 is now at 24. The 2023 total of 21 was surpassed last month, and the current total has overtaken Wisconsin's annual average of 23 tornadoes within a calendar year. National Weather Service data shows the year with the greatest number of tornadoes in the state was 2005, when 62 were confirmed. It's too early to tell if Canadian wildfires are going to be as much of an issue this summer as they were last year. However, there are ways you can prepare to protect yourself if we again have intense episodes of orange skies and the persistent smell of smoke. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports it's important to check air quality information before spending time outdoors. If you notice you're coughing or short of breath, you'll need to take it easy or head inside. This is especially true for those in sensitive groups, such as the elderly, young children, or people with heart and lung issues or ailments. You should also protect your indoor air quality. If you don't have air conditioning, you can create a homemade air purifier using a box fan and a furnace filter. The DNR has a webpage dedicated to air quality source resources. You can find out more by visiting dnr.wisconsin.gov. The idea that non-citizens get a vote for president is not only untrue, but good government groups say falsehoods like that plant dangerous seeds of doubt about American elections. David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research.
Non-citizens are already not legally allowed to vote in federal elections. This has been the case through American history, and it was codified into American law in 1996.
While many Americans are convinced non-citizens get to vote for president, good government groups say it happens so seldom, it's practically non-existent.
To cast one ballot in an election in which 160 million ballots are going to be cast. It happens exceedingly rarely, largely because the states and federal government already have really good policies in place.
Madison property owners may see a first-ever property tax referendum on the ballot in November. The deadline for alders to make a decision is August 6th. Madison has never put such a referendum on the ballot before, but now the city is facing dire budget news, with the most recent estimate showing a $22 million gap in the city's operating budget for next year. That's not good, but not as bad as an earlier estimate of $27 million. That said, this week, Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway asked city department heads to draft operating budgets with 5% cuts. An historic Madison bar is but a memory. The Silver Dollar Tavern in downtown Madison was torn down this week. The bar was in business for over 90 years. The building was purchased earlier this year by Hovde Properties for a future development project. Some pieces from the Silver Dollar will be on display next door at Wisconsin's new History Center, which is set to open to the public in 2027. The Wisconsin Supreme Court announced Wednesday that the state law library will be named in honor of Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell was born in New York State and moved to Wisconsin in 1871. 3 years later, she was admitted to the practice of law by the Rock County Circuit Court. In 1875, she was denied the right to represent a client before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Goodell drafted legislation to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin. The bill was signed into law in 1877. Whether or not Joe Gau will be allowed to resume teaching at UW-La Crosse is the subject of a two-day public hearing. Wednesday's session featured back and forth between interim chancellor Betsy Morgan and Gau, who was dismissed from as chancellor last year after he and his wife posted porn videos online. Morgan said the university doesn't want to be known as porn you. She said she's concerned that Gau doesn't seem to understand that his behavior was problematic. Gau said Morgan can't show that it hurt enrollment or fundraising. Morgan said she's had donors say they will never give another penny to UWL if Gao is teaching. Gao is accused of unethical and potentially illegal conduct, mostly related to his time as chancellor, but the hearing focuses on his fitness to teach. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department received several reports of fire Tuesday, but no injuries were reported from any of the calls. The first was early morning, just past midnight, a report of flames coming from a residence on East Merrimack Street in the city of Dodgeville. Responding units include Dodgeville and Mineral Point Fire Departments, Dodgeville EMS, Dodgeville Police Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. The occupants of the home were safely evacuated and evaluated at the scene. Just before noon, a call of a skid steer engulfed in flames in the township of Mifflin was received. The Mineral Point Fire, Linden First Responders, and Montford EMS responded to the scene and extinguished the fire. And a third call came in around 2:15 of a grass fire near mile marker 40 and 41 in the township of Mineral Point. Responding units, Mineral Point Fire, Mineral Point EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies extinguished the blaze. The Vernon County Opioid Prevention and Abatement Steering Committee has announced a second round of grant awards to two organizations in the amount of $25,000 each. The first grant was awarded to Next Steps for Change Incorporated to implement peer support programming for individuals with substance abuse disorders at the Vernon County Jail to train community members as recovery coaches and to distribute Narcan. The second grant was awarded to the Knutson Memorial Library to offer certified peer specialist trainings that will help support treatment and recovery efforts currently underway and to expand the network of service providers and mental health programming at the county and regional levels. This grant program is funded through the National Opioid Settlement for the Abatement, Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery of Opioid Drug Use and its Various Effects. In total, Vernon County has awarded $100,000 in grants this year to fund projects that support these efforts. The next round of grant applications is due September 1st. Vernon County nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools, and local governments can apply for grant opportunities that align with the committee's values and mission. Projects can receive from $100,000 up to $25,000 based on project goals and objectives. For more information on the committee resources to help fight the opioid epidemic and for a link to apply for grant funding, visit vernoncounty.org, click on the Departments tab, and then Community Development. For questions related to the committee, settlement funds, or the grant application process, contact Administrative Coordinator Cassandra Hannon at 608-637-5396. Summer officially arrives this afternoon at 3:51. You are invited to celebrate at Frank's Hill to observe the setting sun on the summer solstice, which marks the most daylight between sunrise and sunset in the calendar year. Weather permitting, the Three Eagles Foundation will provide a guided tour and a campfire for sharing stories this evening. You are encouraged to arrive by 7:30 to have time to walk around the mounds and should be there by 8 to enjoy the sunset. Bring your own chairs or blankets, insect repellent, food, and beverages. Also, feel free to bring a telescope or good set of binoculars for stargazing following the sunset and a camera. Frank's Hill is located outside of Muscadet on Highway 193. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and walk to the top of the hill. An evening with the cranes will be held Saturday from 4 to 7 at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. Enjoy food and refreshments while meeting local and regional staff and, of course, cranes. Tickets priced at $100 for members and $120 for non-members can be purchased online at savingcranes.org. Then click on the Visit tab and then Events.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Thursday, June 20th. Leonora J. Lee Lauver 96 of Blue River, died June 12th at her home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Basswood Union Church, Rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church today from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96 of Blue River. Donald L. Newberry, 70 of Avoca, died June 8th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald L. Newberry, 70 of Avoca. Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died June 12th. A funeral service will be held at 1 Saturday at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock. Shirley L. Rako, 74 of Avoca and McFarland, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley L. Rako, 74 of Avoca and McFarland. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78 of North Dakota, died Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Maryville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 to 6 and Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78 of North Dakota. James Cannon, 58 of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday, July 28th, at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon, 58 of Laramie, Wyoming. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Haley Hill had a son, Callum Lee, and Emily Johnsrud and Tyler Wachter had a son, Luke Russell.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today with a high of 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog and a 40% chance of scattered showers with a low of 63. After a low this morning of 63, it's currently 66.